Suzanne Collins' epic series, which was actually three books, took four movies to make. But part two of The Hunger Games: Mockingjay is worth the wait. It really does tie everything up well. Goes in surprising but satisfying ways. I've wondered all along whether Katniss was going to, who she was going to end up with of the two guys, whether it was going to be PETA, who is played by Josh Hutcherson, or the Liam Hemsworth character of Gale. Again, it's Jennifer Lawrence, who's in the meantime, since she's started making these movies, she won an Oscar, and she's been nominated for at least one other. Anyway, this last one is just a military-type operation because all of the colonies, or the different districts, as they call them, are now in it together. And there's this one place called District 13 where they have weapons, and underground they are getting ready to go and attack the Capitol. And that's where the leader, Al McCoyne, Julianne Moore, is. She tells Katniss not to go, to stay out of the fight and just to continue as a propaganda tool, just as the inspiration for everyone. But Katniss doesn't listen. She joins Squad 451. And this squad has Gale in it, as well as PETA and a whole number of other players. And this is the key to the whole series, or one of the, I guess, the biggest set piece stunt is this part right before they get to the Capitol, while they're in the Capitol, I'm sorry. They go in through the sewers, and they actually shot this in the sewers of Paris. And there's a bloody battle that takes place between Squad 451, and they encounter these things, they call them lizard mutts, but they're mutants that are part lizard and part human. And this is really something to see. It's they've got actual stunt people, but there's a lot of CGI in it, and it is an unforgettable segment. And I've talked to a couple of the actors this week who were involved with doing this scene, and it took 3 weeks. So anyway, it's pretty stunning. But it all comes to a conclusion, and I wanted to commend the director, Francis Lawrence, and the writers, Danny Strong and Peter Craig, for creating this excellent finale. But mainly, it's because of Jennifer Lawrence, who succeeds in dominating this franchise because of the way she owns this challenging and enduring role of Katniss. And of all the things we've had lately with the female heroine, she remains the most impressive.